me. I'm always in at least 3 nights a week. I know, she giggled, as though she was embarrassed she'd given away how much she wanted to see him. It's just, each time you've come in this week, Tate has snagged you before I had the chance. Yes, the new guy, Logan mused. Tate had definitely snagged him. And as he looked beyond Amelia's shoulder, he noticed that Tate had turned to the back of the bar to grab a liquor bottle from one of the top shelves. As he reached above his head, the snug vest pulled his shirt from his pants, revealing a smooth strip of tanned skin. Logan licked his lips, wondering just how good Tate would taste. His olive skin was such a delicious complexion. It was definitely natural because in Chicago, no one looked like that coming out of winter unless it was natural. And I'm volunteering to inspect every fucking inch of him as soon as possible. As Tate placed the bottle on the bench, he turned his head as if he felt Logan scrutinizing him, and Logan couldn't help but give in to the urge to openly check him out. He trailed his gaze down Tate's long frame, at least 6 feet, and as he came back up in his overtly sexual once-over, he made sure to connect with the disconcerted eyes staring back at him. Logan offered nothing in the way of his thoughts, which were all centered on getting Tate out of his clothes and his cock into Logan's mouth, as he turned back to Amelia, who was still chatting about. Shit, what is she talking about?
So what do you want to drink tonight?
Wow, I've been coming here for years, and I order the same thing every time, yet she still asks. Funny. Tate just assumed after the first night, and his assumptions so far have been correct. That made Logan wonder. What exactly is he assuming right now?
What was that all about?
Tate was shocked to find his hand was shaking as he placed the bottle on the bench, taking a moment to look in the mirror behind the bar. He just stared at himself.
Breathe, you idiot, and let it go. He's just trying to rattle you.
Going back to making his customers drink, Tate poured what he needed, added a wedge of lemon, and then turned back to whom he was currently serving. He decided that the minute he was free, he was going to go talk to Logan. He wouldn't let Logan mess with his job or his head, and Tate was determined to find out if he had anything to worry about after last night. Around 15 minutes later, there was a break in the service, and Tate started to make his way down to where Logan was sitting. Taking a breath, he reminded himself that this was just some random guy he hadn't even known 4 days ago. But as he got closer, he could have sworn he felt his palms grow clammy at the expression aimed his way. When he finally reached the end of the bar, he noticed the glass in front of Logan was empty.
Another?
Is it polite to poach another bartender's customer? Tate really wasn't in the mood to play games tonight. So instead of answering him, he rested against the counter and crossed his arms.
Fine. No drink.
And no small talk, I see, Logan pointed out as he tilted his head to the side. Something wrong? It annoyed Tate that he noticed how blue Logan's eyes were, and he thought that maybe Logan was wearing tinted contacts. Tate knew they sold that shit because Diana had liked to wear the green ones.
Not really in the mood tonight, Tate answered with a shrug.
Really? You seem to be doing okay with the brunette over there. Tate could have sworn that within that comment he detected a hint of...
What?
Jealousy?
Well, the brunette was easy, and I know she wouldn't report me for anything I might say.
Tate watched Logan lean back and mirror his pose by crossing his arms, which in turn made Tate notice how broad Logan's shoulders and chest were under the short-sleeved shirt.
Funny how misleading a suit can be.
You think I'm going to report you?
Tate looked around and then shook his head slightly.
I have no idea what you are going to do.
I think I might take that other drink, Logan decided, his eyes narrowing slightly. Without a word, Tate turned to get him his usual and then pushed it across the bar. Before he could remove his hand from the glass, Logan closed his fingers over his, and Tate jerked his head up. Tate could mistake the sexual invitation in that stare. Logan had worn the same expression when he'd looked Tate over only moments earlier.
For the record, I would never report you. And I'm probably the easiest person sitting at this bar tonight.
For you, anyway.
Tate tried to remind himself that women and men had every right to hit on whomever they were attracted to. And he had no problem with that. His current problem was how to react to being so blatantly pursued.
I don't understand you. You pick a woman one week and a guy the next. So,
Tate trailed off, wondering what exactly he was asking. When Tate felt Logan's hand finally move away from his own, he quickly released the glass as if it were on fire. He watched Logan intently as he lifted the drink to his lips, seemingly contemplating the question. After taking a sip of the liquor, Logan lowered the glass slowly.
So, I like to try a little bit of everything and everyone.
The words sank into Tate's head, settling in, and then they started to make a whole lot more sense. Until Logan, as usual, threw another can of gasoline on the fire.
I'd like to try you.
Logan monitored Tate's face closely as he seemed to digest exactly what he'd just said. First came the shock, his face flushed, and Logan almost laughed. The embarrassment, though, was accompanied by such a look of bewilderment as if he didn't know what the fuck to say. Logan decided to let him off the hook.
It's okay, Tate. I don't expect an answer. But I thought it best to be upfront, considering out came the white towel.
And Logan stared at it as Tate ran it between his hands.
Considering what?
Considering you seemed so confused when, really, there is nothing to be confused about.
Except for the fact that I'm straight,
Tate finally announced. Logan toyed with his glass for a moment before he conceded.
Yes, well, I don't let little things like that stand in my way.
Tate started laughing and seemed to regain his footing as Logan let the robust sounds reverberate through him.
You're full of confidence, I'll give you that. But I have to tell you, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Am I? Logan responded quickly.
Yes. I just got out of a horrible marriage. Even if I were interested, why would I try something with you? Last night, you told me yourself that you fucked everyone I work with. Now I'm just wondering which women and which men.
Logan, not the least bit deterred, lifted his glass.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I can just ask them all and cause mass anarchy in the after-hours ranks.
You could, or you could get to know me better and ask me again at a more appropriate time.
Tate's dark brow rose in suspicion.
And when would that be?
Logan knew that Tate was expecting something sexual to come out of his mouth. So he leaned in close, and he was delighted when Tate followed suit. He wondered for a moment if Tate even realized he did it.
When Amelia isn't making her way over here to kick your ass.
Logan gave him a shit-eating grin and sat back as Tate turned to see exactly what he had been referring to. Tate focused on his co-worker,
who was glaring up at him as if he had stolen her personal property, while he tried to make sense of everything that had just happened. Amelia was a good distraction, really, as she stepped around and ignored him completely, only to smile at the man who was currently baffling the shit out of him.
"I'm sorry. I didn't realize your glass was empty, Logan."
Tate didn't know why, but the fact that she used his first name irritated him. It also made it abundantly clear that she had definitely been one of the co-workers who had been fucked. And thankful.
"It's fine, hon. Tate and I were just talking guy stuff."
"We were? News to me." Tate glared at Logan from where he stood beside Amelia.
"Yeah, he was telling me about his bike. You make sure to come see me before I leave."
Tate had to hand it to the guy. He was smooth under pressure.
"I wonder what he does for a living."
"Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were taken care of."
As Amelia's words floated through the air, Tate locked his eyes with those vibrant blue ones. Logan replied,
"I am most definitely being taken care of."
"Shit. The guy needs to cool it and stop being so fucking obvious. People are going to start talking when there is nothing to even say."
"Amelia?"
Logan turned back to her and gave her a quick wink.
"Don't go too far, okay?"
Tate groaned quietly in disgust and shook his head as she giggled and aimed a triumphant grin in his direction. He offered a smile that he hoped was happy.
"Sorry. I didn't mean to get in the middle."
Placing a hand on his upper arm, Amelia squeezed as she licked her lips. No longer annoyed, she flirted in the same way. He was positive. She had just done with Logan.
"Oh, you didn't, but that's a great idea,"
she said in a seductive purr. Tate's eyes widened slightly as he turned back to Logan. He felt like Logan had somehow set the whole thing up, but even Logan looked somewhat shocked. However, instead of remaining mute like Tate, Logan raised his glass.
"That's a fantastic idea."
Tate patted Amelia's hand and removed it from his arm, as she grinned at him and then walked away. Tate aimed a glare in Logan's direction.
"You think this is funny, don't you?"
"No, I actually think it's a fantastic idea."
Tate shook his head.
"You're imbalanced. It's never going to happen."
"Scared?"
Logan inquired, showing his teeth in a warped version of a grin. Tate knew Logan expected him to run, so he stood his ground instead.
"I like to think of it as smart."
"Yet you're still here talking to me," Logan reminded him.
"Well, it's quieter now. And you're rather entertaining once I look past the inappropriate comments."
"What? It's inappropriate to tell you I want to fuck you?
Would it have been better if I were drunk?" Tate completely lost the ability to form words at that blunt declaration. As he looked around quickly, he heard Logan laugh. Tate turned back to the cocky asshole.
"Jesus, would you keep your voice down? I don't give a shit what you want to do.
I have a brain and a mouth, and no has worked so far on people like you."
Logan placed his palm on the counter and stroked the wood with his fingers.
"People like me?"
"Yes. As in pushy, arrogant, and full of themselves. What do you do anyway?"
Tate waited patiently as Logan picked up a small black straw from the container on the bar.
"Guess."
Flinging the towel over his shoulder, Tate looked Logan over quickly, but since Logan was in his casual clothes, Tate knew he'd get nothing from that.
"Investment banker," he threw out.
Logan let out a loud, rumbling laugh, and as customers turned to face them, Tate gave a polite smile before looking back to the oblivious man sitting opposite him.
"Seriously? Do I look like a numbers guy?"
No, not really,
Tate answered truthfully.
You look more like a model.
Thank God for that. What do I look like?
Logan inquired, lowering his voice. Tate placed his palms on the bar.
Stop it, he told him pointedly.
Stop what?
Stop flirting with me, he demanded.
Logan brought the straw to his lips and bit down on the end of it, and then slowly pulled it out.
I think you like it.
And I think you're deranged. Used car salesman.
Logan frowned.
Now you're just trying to be insulting.
You're right, I was. I would bet the last two tips you gave me that you're a lawyer.
Logan twirled the black plastic between his fingers.
And if you're wrong?
I'm not.
You're awfully certain all of a sudden. Did you ask someone?
Tate answered almost immediately.
No.
Then why so sure?
You're smooth, too smooth, and you always have an answer for everything.
Maybe I like debating.
Maybe you're full of shit. Just admit it. It's okay that I'm right, Tate announced, full of confidence as he leaned even closer to add on a whisper.
I won't tell anyone. And that, right there, was his biggest mistake.
He saw the precise moment when Logan dropped his focus to Tate's mouth, and his expression changed from interest to lust, and Tate found himself preparing to fight off an unwanted kiss.
Careful, Tate.
Huh?
I am a lawyer, and I'm always looking for a loophole. And I think you do like this, but don't worry,
Logan told him before promising.
I won't tell anyone.
Tate quickly straightened away from the bar and grabbed the towel off his shoulder, kicking himself in the ass for getting caught up in conversing with this man. Again!
You're left-handed,
were the odd choice of words that broke through his thoughts.
And you're observant, Tate mumbled, still trying to work out if he did like the attention he was getting from Logan. And if I do, what does that say about me?
You know, Logan drawled, there are lots of interesting facts about left-handed people. Over history, left-handedness has been seen as all kinds of things, from a nasty habit to a sign from the devil, a rebellious nature, even homosexuality. I've never had a left-hander before.
Tate stared back at the man who was talking so casually, he might as well have been asking about the weather. Nevertheless, every single sentence coming from Logan's mouth was pushing Tate further out of his comfort zone and straight into the I must be going fucking crazy zone.
And yes, I am observant. Sometimes.
Logan lifted the glass to his mouth where he finished the drink, and then placed it back on the bar top. Going into self-preservation mode, Tate asked the usual job-related questions.
Will that be all?
Drink-wise, yes.
That's all that's offered at this hour. Food shut down at 10, he stated plainly.
That's fine. I'm not hungry for food. Logan clasped his hands on top of the bar.
Tate didn't know what to say to that unless he was going to slip into the same behavior he had a moment earlier. It was obvious that engaging in conversational sparring matches with Logan, no matter how innocent, led to dangerous territory and wreaked havoc on Tate's mental health.
In that case, I'll go and let Amelia know.
Oh, could you? Because she is exactly who I've been picturing naked and bent over for me since I sat down here tonight. And yes, I know that was inappropriate. But Tate?
Tate focused on the shameless lawyer who was definitely checking him out this time, and tried to remain professional.
Yes, Logan?
That's when I'm at my best. Tate turned away silently and heard laughter follow after him as he moved farther down the bar. And at that moment, he wondered if Logan was laughing at his own comment or the moron walking away from him. Logan knew he had been pushing it tonight. Hell, if there was one speed he didn't have, it was slow. But he figured if he didn't make his case with Tate, the opportunity... Wait, when did that become a word in this scenario? Would disappear. After that last drink, the time hit 12:30, and he decided he was probably now bordering on the pathetic line. Especially considering he was sitting at a bar and drinking alone, just so he could watch a certain bartender move around in front of him. Logan felt the familiar stirring in his cock as he tore his attention from the other man. He got down from the bar stool and made his way into the restroom, trying to decide what he'd seen in Tate's expression when they had been going back and forth. Confusion was the first expression that came to mind. It hadn't once been accompanied by disgust, though, and that he could work with. Finishing up, Logan washed his hands and stepped out into the dim corridor, leading back to the bar, where he practically ran into Amelia. She stepped in close to him.
"Leaving so soon?"
Logan glanced around, and when he saw they were alone, he peered down her black shirt and vest to where she had the top three buttons popped open. Running his tongue along his top lip in contemplation, Logan raised his eyes back to hers.
"I was about to, unless there's a reason I should stay."
When Amelia placed her hands on his lower abdomen, stroking his rigid muscles, Logan knew exactly where this was going.
"Well, I was thinking..."
Stepping back into the corner of the hall, Logan wasn't surprised when she followed.
"What were you thinking?"
He was now thinking about her lips around his dick. Warm hands burrowed under his black shirt before fingers dipped into the top of his jeans. She turned her face up to him, and he watched expectantly as,
"Ah, yes."
Her tongue came out to moisten her lips.
"I was thinking that I want this,"
she whispered daringly as she moved her right hand down to cup him through his jeans.
"In my mouth."
Putting his hand on hers, Logan rubbed it up and down his throbbing cock.
"Then don't let me stop you," he invited, and then added, "Did you at least clock out? I'd hate to think you might be fired for inappropriately servicing a patron."
Removing her hand, Amelia laughed softly as she unbuttoned his jeans and lowered the zipper. Dropping to her knees in front of him, she tugged his pants down and freed his insistent hard-on.
"Well, if worst comes to worst, we can just tell them I was giving exactly what the customer wanted."
Fisting the root of his shaft, she lowered her lips over his sensitive, swollen head. Logan shut his eyes and imagined a different person altogether kneeling down in front of him. A person with hands as large as his own whose face revealed uncertainty and shock during their conversation tonight. He envisioned brown curls and dark eyes looking up at him as firm lips opened and took him into that mouth he wanted to taste. As Logan moved his hands to the wall behind him, he didn't dare open his eyes. He was too busy enjoying the fuck fantasy he was imagining in his head. And when dainty lips slid down his shaft, taking him as deep as they could toward the back of her throat, he tried not to think about the fact that he wanted it harder.
"Yeah, I'm an asshole."
He bucked his hips forward into her mouth. But all he was picturing was how much quicker he'd lose his shit if he could reach out and touch cheeks that were rough with stubble.
Dark stubble like Tate's.
When a small hand clutched his thigh, Logan was pulled back into reality, and his eyes slid open.
That was also the moment they locked on to the man standing at the entrance of the dimly lit hall, who was staring at what was going on with an intense focus that Logan had never seen. Tate couldn't believe what he was looking at, and even more disturbing, he couldn't look away. At first, as he stood in the hall leading to the restrooms, he was hit with a visual of Logan backed up against the far corner wall, his legs parted, with Amelia kneeling at his feet. From the silent shadows, Tate could see that Logan's head was arched back as though the pleasure was so fucking good. That was all bad enough for Tate until he felt his cock react as though he were the one on the receiving end of Amelia's mouth. Then Logan's eyes opened, and that was when Tate's reality became one huge blur. As his stare collided with the other man's, Tate realized that it was Logan's focus, not Amelia's, that made him finally reach full-on, rock-hard, aching status. And there was nothing he could do to try to fool himself into believing otherwise. Tate absorbed all that he was seeing as Logan moved his hands from beside the wall to direct the head moving rapidly over his cock. Tate felt his breathing accelerate as his fists clenched by his sides. Silently, he watched Logan pump his hips forward, pushing his shaft farther down his co-worker's throat, all the while looking at him and licking his lips. Unable to make himself move, Tate found that he was entranced by the scene unfolding in front of him. He couldn't take his eyes off the man who was eye-fucking him while face-fucking the woman on her knees. When Tate dropped his vision to the back of Amelia, he saw the large hands on her head, and he couldn't help but wonder how strong they were as they flexed and fisted her blonde hair.
Jesus, I'm thinking about him touching me now. Walk the fuck away. Just turn around and walk away.
However, his feet weren't listening to his brain, and instead of walking away, he continued to play voyeur to a man who was becoming a menace to his normally sane life. Logan hadn't expected this twist of events, but as he slid free from Amelia's lips and his gaze trailed over Tate, he felt his climax building in the base of his spine, causing his balls to tighten. There was something so depraved and deviant about being watched while performing a sexual act, but being observed by the one person he wanted and didn't think he could have was even fucking better. As he continued to use Amelia's mouth, Logan remained fixated on who he really craved. Tate. Having him standing there with an expression that crossed from shock to straight-up heated lust, Logan wondered if Tate even realized how much he was giving away. First off, Tate was not looking at Amelia.
No, his attention is all on me.
Second, Tate's hands were balled up into fists as if he was trying to stop himself from touching. It was a wonder he hadn't broken his fingers. And last, as Logan eyed Tate's pants, he could see a bulge that made him want to push Amelia out of the way and get down on his own knees to finish his bartender off. That was it. That was the visual Logan needed. Parting his lips on a groan, he imagined sucking Tate's cock into his mouth, and it was all over. His balls tingled as his hands seized the blonde hair they were entangled in. Focusing on Tate, Logan watched the man's tongue as it slipped out and slid along his bottom lip. When it disappeared back into his mouth, Logan wanted to be the one to fucking chase it and taste inside, after he swallows, of course. He knew it was a fantasy, but with that final thought, he stared at the man he truly wanted and immediately came down Amelia's throat instead.
Chapter 4 Tate could feel his chest rise and fall with each labored breath he took, as he remained fixated on Logan,
who had just very obviously come in a jaw-dropping way. As soon as the dimly lit space went from combustible to a silent dark hallway, Tate thought,
"Turn the hell around and go. Do not wait to see what happens next. Move, move, move!"
But no, he didn't move. Instead, Tate stayed where he was and watched Logan run his hand over the back of Amelia's head as she moved away and he licked his full bottom lip. Tate unconsciously moved his hand over his stiff cock, adding pressure to the ache behind his work pants. Of course, Logan didn't miss the gesture at all. He glanced down to where Tate was rubbing himself, and his lips tipped up into a full-on, arrogant-as-hell smirk. That was what finally had Tate turning on his heel and getting the fuck out of Dodge.
"What is the matter with me? Standing here and getting off on Logan? Sick fucker is screwing with my head."
Quickly, Tate made his way back out to the bar and to the break room to grab his gear. It was time to go, and he wanted to leave immediately. Punching out on the time clock, he made his way back out, hoping to God that Logan had left and wasn't waiting out there to further torment him. When he got to the bar, he noticed it was practically empty. He sighed with relief until he remembered exactly why he had gone to the back restrooms in the first place.
"Better if I go now than me too on the back of my damn bike."
Making his way back over to the hall, he almost made it when Logan stepped out, and they both stopped in the empty space.
"Oh, this is just great."
Tate stared at the man standing opposite him. There was no expression on Logan's face, and Tate wasn't exactly sure he had one damn thing to say. So he stood and waited and hoped like hell Logan would do the one thing Tate figured he would not: leave silently. Logan counted in his head, waiting for Tate to flee, and then thought, "Fuck it," and went into action, not wasting any time. Taking a step forward, he felt the thrill of the chase skate up his spine as Tate automatically backed up and hit the wall behind him.
"Logan," Tate acknowledged in a way that screamed he was trying to keep things distant, professional even.
"Well, tough shit. You just watched me get head. It's too late for distant and professional." "Tate?"
"You just leaving?"
Logan felt his lip curl as he saw Tate quickly look to the only means of escape. Or maybe he was checking to make sure no one was witnessing what was going on. "I was about to, since I got everything I came for. But now, I'm not in such a rush." Logan dropped his gaze to Tate's mouth and watched as he nervously ran his tongue over his lips, nodding.
"Well, I'm sure Amelia hasn't left yet. She'll be waiting for you."
A low rumble left Logan's chest as he raised his right hand and placed it beside Tate's shoulder, effectively blocking his escape. "I think we both know I'm not in the least bit interested in Amelia.
And I think I made it clear that I'm straight."
"Take a hint, sir," Tate pointed out and glanced at the hand against the wall before turning back to him.
"You need to move your arm."
Logan straightened slowly and stroked his fingertips down the dark hardwood beside Tate's arm. "Straight, huh? You know, funny thing is, often the straightest of trees have crooked roots." As he removed his hand, he angled his body closer, getting within a few inches of Tate's. "You forget my name?"
"No."
"Then don't call me sir. It turns me on," Logan admitted, finding that the word sir from Tate's full lips really did turn him on.
"Doesn't everything turn you on, Logan? You seem willing to do anything at every opportunity."
Logan tilted his head to the side and pursed his lips. Why not? If it feels good and someone offers? However, fucking-wise? As of a few days ago, I just want one thing. And since he hasn't punched me in the face yet, I'm thinking I may have a shot at it.
Like I said earlier, you're delusional. And right now, you need to get the fuck out of my face.
Or
it might just meet with my fist.
Logan felt the blood and adrenaline pumping through his veins at the pissed-off expression crossing Tate's face. Stepping back, he shoved his hands into his jeans pockets to try and shift the erection that was once again trying to rear its head as it painfully pushed against its zipper. Threatening a customer? Doesn't seem very professional. Are you upset because of what I did tonight? Or because you stood there watching and wishing it was you on your knees instead? Choosing to ignore him, Tate clenched his jaw and his fists, and Logan thought it was probably smart that he had taken a step back. Tate looked explosive.
We're all told during training that sexual harassment will not be tolerated by employees or customers.
Logan tipped his head back and laughed derisively. Oh, trust me, Tate. I haven't started to do anything sexual to you. And for the record, I had a third drink tonight. It may have tipped me over the edge of sober.
A man your size? I doubt it.
You noticed my size? I'm flattered.
Don't be. Tate spat at him. He finally pushed off the wall and took a step toward Logan, lifting his head and squaring off with him. I thought you were only inappropriate when you were sober. So, what would you call this?
Licking his lips, Logan boldly ran his gaze down Tate's black shirt and vest to the pants he was becoming obsessed with undoing. I call this going after what I want. A waft of air brushed against Logan's face as Tate scoffed and pushed his face in even closer to his own.
Then, in case I'm the first, let me introduce you to what me walking away is called.
Logan watched Tate turn and make his way into the bathroom. Over his shoulder, Tate called out,
"Rejection."
For the life of him, Logan couldn't decide why that made the guy even more appealing. Tate finally made it into one of the stalls and shut it. He locked it quickly, just in case Logan decided to follow him inside and do...
hell, who knew what?
The man had no fucking boundaries. Not to mention, he seemed to have a death wish.
What if I was a homophobic asshole and decided to beat the shit out of him?
Tate turned in the stall and leaned his back against the door. Then again, the likelihood of that happening was slim. Tate could hold his own, but Logan was a big guy. Lifting a hand, Tate ran it over his face and up through his shaggy hair, squeezing the back of his head. He tried to ignore the fact that his hands were shaking as he brushed both of his palms down the front of his thighs and realized for the first time that he was still sporting a major erection.
Jesus, he thought,
as he jammed his hand against the traitorous cock in his pants.
What the fuck is Logan doing to me?
Tate had no answers. All he could hope for was that the guy would be gone when he came back out, and that he would not turn up tomorrow night.
You're leaving?
Logan heard from behind him, as he made his way to the front door of the bar. He turned to see Amelia jogging over, slinging her purse on her shoulder. Her blonde hair was now tied back for the evening, and her cheeks were a nice rosy pink from their earlier activities. Logan shrugged into his black jacket and looked down at her with a wink.
I was about to. You just get off? Not yet, she replied with a saucy grin,
tucking her hands into her black pants, pushing her breasts up into his face.
Want to help with that?
Logan was positive the answer here was a yes. He was single, she was single, and they could so go back to his place and finish what they started. But he also knew that she was not the person he wanted. As he looked just beyond her shoulder, he saw Tate come back out from the hall, and he glanced around the emptying space. Their eyes met, and then Tate moved his to Amelia. Logan wasn't surprised at the contempt he saw crossing the other man's features.
Why the hell not?
Logan touched Amelia's chin and looked down so they were eye to eye.
I'd love some company if you'd like to join me.
The smile that slowly spread across her lips made Logan's cock take notice, and he was relieved to know that it still functioned without him looking at Tate. She let her top teeth bite into that ripe bottom lip as she nodded.
I'd like.
Good, he took her hand.
Just so happens, so would I.
Tate pushed through the front door of the crappy apartment he'd moved into after the divorce and threw his black backpack along with his jacket on the floor. Moving down the narrow foyer, he placed his helmet on the kitchen countertop and made his way to the fridge where he opened it and took out a beer. He was about to shut the door, but at the last minute, he grabbed a second.
Well, if ever there is a night for two beers, tonight is it.
Slumping down onto his couch, he picked up the remote and turned on the TV as he kicked off his boots. As the sports channel replayed a baseball game from earlier, Tate uncapped the first beer and took a large gulp. After undoing the buttons on his vest, he lifted his hips and pulled his shirt from his waistband, sighing at finally being able to relax and unwind. As he started to zone out, he lifted the drink back to his lips and took another gulp, reflecting on everything that had happened and his own reaction to it. He knew that Logan was no doubt screwing Amelia's brains out, and he was happy to find that the thought of that was welcome.
Why? Because, otherwise, he might have gone home to jerk off while thinking of me.
Finishing the first beer, Tate reached out and grabbed the second. Taking it with his left hand, he tilted it up to his mouth, and all of a sudden he had a flash of Logan looking at him while Amelia was sucking his cock. Tate recalled the way Logan's eyes had seemed to spark and heat. If it was physically possible to feel heat from a look, then Tate could have sworn he had felt it lick along his skin at that precise moment. Tate just needed to be more alert when Logan was around. Logan had admitted he flirted with anything that talked, but that didn't mean Tate needed to worry. Surely Logan wouldn't push anything that wasn't welcome.
And it is not welcome, Tate told himself as he glared down at his currently under control lap.
Whatever had happened earlier was just some kind of involuntary chemical or physical reaction.
Something that couldn't be helped, right?
Yeah, right.
He was pretty sure it wasn't normal for a straight man to get a raging erection from a guy coming. But then again, he had nothing to compare it to.
I just need to get laid.
Starting to feel more relaxed, Tate shuffled further down into his couch and assured himself that was all it was as he cradled his beer.
I'm frustrated. I just need to find a woman. Of course I'm going to get hard while watching a guy like Logan getting head, especially with all the sex talk he threw around.
The guy was basically a walking hormone.
It was only natural, right?
Chapter 5. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday passed by without incident.
Thank God for minor miracles, Tate thought as he rode to work on Tuesday evening.
Sunday and Monday were his days off, and Logan had stayed away from the bar Saturday night. The only reason Tate knew that was because his dumb ass had watched the door all night. Logan had managed to somehow stay on his mind all the way through lunch at his mother's on Sunday, where she and his sister Jill had spent half of the conversation grilling him about his love life. It irritated Tate to no end that all he could think about was the fact that the most intimate contact he'd recently had was with a guy who wouldn't leave him alone. But he didn't think his mother would appreciate that little tidbit. Actually, his entire family would flip out. Today, though, he was determined to move past it all. Fixating on a stranger in the bar was not smart in any way, especially when that stranger was male. He needed to find a woman to focus on. A hot, curvy, available woman. Pushing through the bar's front door, Tate carried his helmet under his arm and made his way over to the bar pass where he saw Amelia wiping down the counter. She must have arrived early, which was fine by him, because it gave him a little extra time to clock in. Once in the break room, he quickly hung his jacket and placed the helmet on top of a crate. The door swung open and Tate turned to see Amelia come through, pushing a towel into the waist of her pants. Tate looked over his shoulder at her and gave a friendly smile.
Hey.
Hey yourself.
She leaned her hip up against a table opposite him.
You have a nice weekend?
Tate asked conversationally. Amelia nodded, giving him a sassy wink.
Yep, sure did. Went out with some friends Sunday night. What about you? Anything exciting?
Tate laughed, shaking his head.
That'd be a negative, unless you count going to my parents for lunch after church exciting.
Amelia's eyebrows rose as she scrunched her face.
No. I don't call that exciting at all. Torture, maybe?
Torture is exactly right, Tate mumbled as he punched in.
There was a slight pause in the conversation, and then...
So, Tate, you dating anyone right now?
Jesus, not her, too.
Looking over his shoulder, he noticed she was focused on his ass.
Nope, not right now.
If he were smart, he'd ask her if she was dating anyone either. Tate didn't think hooking up with Logan for one night counted. Maybe he could finally put an end to his sexual frustration. She did have a nice set of breasts, and her ass was perky and round. Just how he liked it. But, like an idiot, he didn't. That didn't stop her, though.
Me neither.
Tate faced her, pushing his hands into his pockets, and before he even knew it, he opened his mouth.
What about Logan?
Immediately, knowing it was the wrong thing to say, he watched her face light up as she moved in close, placing her hand on his arm.
Logan is... Logan,
she replied with a small shrug. She went to move past him and Tate let her, but not before asking,
What does that mean?
She chuckled as they made their way into the main bar area.
Logan's got high standards, but he's also the kind to try anything that captures his attention. That's what makes it so much fun to make him yours.
She paused and stared into the mirror at the back of the bar. She pulled out a tube of lip gloss from her pocket, painted her mouth, and stuffed it back into her pants.
For the night, at least.
Tate frowned at her casual assessment of using someone for sex, and he wondered why it made him feel bad for Logan. It wasn't like Logan gave a shit where he stuck his cock. He would be the first to admit that.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Tate moved around her and was about to head out to the bar.
You don't have to, you know.
Stopping, Tate rounded back to see a sneaky grin come across her innocent-looking face.
Excuse me?
She sidled up close and touched his hand, which was resting on the bench for support. Or, from the shock of the comment, he wasn't sure. Have I really been out of the dating game for so long that this shit is now normal to discuss?
He'd let you join in with us.
Tate swallowed once and shifted his feet, looking down at the small hand covering his. When he felt his cock harden, he wondered exactly which part of the scenario it was reacting to. The thought of Amelia naked, the invitation to a threesome, or the man who would watch him as he slid inside the woman now peering up at him. Removing his hand slowly, Tate made sure not to say anything offensive as he shook his head.
Nah, not really my thing. After a bad relationship, lunch at my mother's is about as much excitement as I can handle for a while.
Amelia tilted her head to the side and batted her eyelashes as she giggled.
Maybe it's time to let us corrupt you.
Somehow, Tate figured she wasn't the one who would do the corrupting. That particular person was missing for this conversation, yet somehow, his fingerprints were all over it.
I don't think so, but thanks for the, invite.
Just as Amelia was about to reply, a noise from the door had them turning to see four businessmen, mid-20s, pile into the almost empty bar. With that, she turned to Tate and indicated with a tilt of her head that she would take them. She gave him a quick wink.
No hot feelings. The offer is open.
I'm sure it is, Tate thought,
moving to the opposite end of the bar.
But it's a little too open for me.
Logan sat behind his desk, staring at the clock on the wall. It was just turning 7, and he could still hear a few people moving around in the outer office. His weekend had passed by without too much incident. He'd heard briefly from his mother about her visiting in a few months, but as usual, she'd been all over the place. And she hadn't officially given him a date. She was still deciding if she wanted to stay with a new boyfriend or come and see him for Memorial Day weekend. It was sad that Logan couldn't even find the desire to try and convince her to pick him. He'd given up that fight a long time ago. After the night with Amelia, he'd decided to skip the bar on Saturday to give Tate some downtime.
Time to simmer.
Time was up, though. It had been 3 days, and Logan was definitely heading there tonight. Tate was a walking contradiction. Although relaxed and easygoing with others, he always became unsettled around him, and when Logan went out of his way to push a boundary, Tate either stood mute or pushed back. Not once, however, had he gotten overly angry or violent. It excited Logan. Just thinking about getting into an argument with him and ending it with Tate bent over something. Yes, the idea of grappling with Tate was a very appealing one. As Logan was adjusting the hard-on in his pants, there was a knock on the door. Calling out for the person to come in, he was surprised when Cole stuck his head inside.
Well, hello. What are you doing here so late? Don't you have a hot wife to bed?
Cole stepped inside and pushed the right side of his jacket out of his way as he stuffed his hand into his pocket.
The hot wife is out with the girls, and I wasn't invited. And Mason and Josh are watching football, which I hate.
After making sure he was decent, Logan stood and made his way around to his business partner and half-brother.
Aw, and you're lonely. Well, as flattering as it is that I am your last choice, I have something to do tonight.
Cole raised a blonde brow at him.
Something to do? Or someone?
Logan didn't take offense as he moved to the couch by the window. He picked up his gray jacket and shrugged into it.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Come on. You know you miss it.
Miss what? Hit or miss sex? No. Call me logical, but I much prefer having guaranteed hot sex with my wife whenever the hell I want it.
Logan barely resisted rolling his own eyes. But he'd known Rachel for a long time now, and the woman was sexy, no doubt about it.
Yes, well, there's no need to be a show-off. It makes you ugly.
Cole stood exactly where he was, silent as usual when he wanted something. Logan grabbed his briefcase and sighed.
Okay, fine. Want to come with me?
Yep.
Wow, you are desperate.
No, I'm not. And it's been too long since we hung out.
Well, that's true. Okay, I was heading down to after hours. Does that work for you? Logan moved past Cole and shut off the light. Apparently it did, because that was where they turned up 10 minutes later. Tate had just finished with a rush of customers when a tall blonde man took a seat at the end of the bar. Making his way in that direction, Tate was ready to take his order when the seat beside the guy was filled by... Fuck. Logan. The two men were chatting, and the blonde must have said something particularly funny because Logan let out a loud laugh and slapped his palm on the bar top. Deciding to just suck it up and deal with the cards he was dealt, Tate stopped in front of the two just as Logan turned to him. Tate made it a point to look at the blonde. The guy could have been an actor or a model. He was so well put together. Like Logan, he was wearing a suit and palming a cell phone, but unlike Logan, his expression was the usual distant, friendly one of a stranger sitting down for a drink. Tate didn't think Logan had ever looked at him like that once since they had met.
Hi, what can I get for you tonight?
Tate waited as the blonde brought his free hand to his chin. He rubbed it once and then looked to Logan.
You getting your usual?
Tate watched the exchange curiously. You know me, creature of habit. The blonde laughed at that and turned back to Tate.
I'll have a scotch, thanks. McKellen, if you have it.
And this guy will have a gin.